oblong kind.
What kind of trees is there, Miss? You know?
They got such a pretty bloom on them.
Big old bloom. I've seen them in white folks' yard, Ross.
Mimosa, or you just planted one out in the backyard, Mother?
Magnolia.
Yeah. Well, what kind of tree was it that old George Washington was famous for chopping down?
The cherry tree.
Yeah.
The cherry tree.
Well, did you ever out in the woods and you got back home and maybe your hands were itching and you started breaking out?
That's right.
And what is it you've been into?
Hard no.
She knows about that.
Yes,
well,
sir.
There's another kind of poison, too, besides poison oak. You know what that is?
No.
Poison ivy.
Yeah, what's the difference in them?
I don't know, but in Thunderwood, it's a Thunderwood.
That's right, it's poison too. Somebody runs up trees.
Does it?
Mm-hmm. Poison oak. Mm-hmm.
Well, what are some kind of edible berries that you eat?
Just blackberries, huckleberries, strawberries. And he folks you used to eat gooseberries or something, but I didn't like no gooseberries.
Well, what is a huckleberry?
That's what we call them all the time when I was good growing up, huckleberry. But now that folks, they got a new name, they call them blueberries.
Yeah.
Blueberries.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. What are some of the kind of flowers you've got? I know you got a bunch of them out there planting. What kind of flowers you
got? Well, them nice Tasman knots.
Mm-hmm.
And I got Tasman knots out there. I got petunias.
Well, there's a kind that's got a flat leaf, kind of like a magnolia, and maybe Well, Mother told me it grows mostly up North Georgia, and it's wild. It's kind of similar to an azalea.
Well, I understand your question.
That's rhododendron.
What?
Rhododendron.
I never would have known that name.
Rhododendron.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, if a man dies, then his wife, after he dies, is called a...
Widow.
All right, and what if the woman dies and the man's left? What do you call
he's called a widow. Right? That's what he always heard.
Well, what did you call your father?
When he died?
No, in his living, what did you call him?
I called him Paul. That's what I called him.
that's what you called him all the time?
Yes. And now my children, they never did say Paul. They always call their daddy, Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you call your daddy?
Daddy.
Uh-huh.
Daddy and Mother.
Mm-hmm.
You used to try to call Mother Mama, and she would never let me. She always used to call Mother.
Mother.
Well, what did you call your mother when she was living?
I called her Mama.
And what did your children call you?
My children. Mm-hmm. They called me Mama.
All right, now, you say that the mother and father are, your mother and father, you call them your...
Mother and father, sisters and brothers, uncles and aunties and cousins, all such as that.
Well, what did you call your grandfather?
Call him Grandpa.
And what does Charlie's grandchildren call him?
They call him Daddy Charlie. They don't, none of them call him Grandpa, none of my grandchildren will call me Grandma. They call me Mo Hattie.
Mm-hmm.
Mo Hattie.
Well, I don't know whether you ever had one or not when your children were coming up, but lots of people used to have them, and they're like on four wheels and got a little hood on it, and you put the baby in there and just push him around, you know?
Carriages, wasn't it? Is it carriages or baby buggies? Which one is it, Miss Smith?
Strollers.
Yeah, the strollers.
Do you ever have any for your children? Did you ever get
some? No, ma'am. Wasn't able to get nothing like that when I got No, sir.
All right, your female child is called your... female.
That's right. And the boy is called the male.
That's right.
Male and female.
Well, I know everybody now, when they're going to have a baby, they go to the hospital.
That's right. And see, when not, there wasn't no such thing as no hospital. I have no baby.
Well, when you got ready to have your baby, did anybody ever come and help you?
Yes, ma'am. They always used to have women to go. They had women to call a midwife to go around and wait on women.
Uh-huh. That's what I was talking about, ma'am.